is a watered-down version of what we were originally fighting for, which was, you know, because they've added a few amendments, they've added a few requirements, but most importantly, they've left the amount of waivers to the discretion of each board at each university, which means that, you know, like, there's no accountability for how many waivers are going to be at each university. For all we know, it would just be a few. So the same way that we know that we had to fight for these waivers on our campus, we know we'll probably have to fight. We'll have to fight to continue defending the waivers and making sure that the bill gets implemented correctly at each university. So while students are very pleased, we know that, you know, like, the fight for tuition equity isn't really over, not even with the bill.
Tell me about some of the watered-down amendments that happened mm-hmm. throughout this bill's passage. What are those, and why are they troubling?
I would say there are probably about three. There's one that puts a minimum of how much time you had to be. You couldn't be out of school for, like, a certain amount of months. I can't remember the number of months. But it's troubling because most undocumented students have, you know, like, they couldn't go to school, like, completely uninterrupted. A lot of them had to take breaks to, like, go to work for their families. So that was one thing. It limits the amount of students who can receive the waivers. Another important thing is the fact that you can't hold, you know, you can't hold the boards, like, accountable for a certain amount. They can choose however many waivers they want to give out. And I know that one thing that happened when we were fighting on each campus, particularly at UF, was that the board, instead of supporting tuition equity, would try to suggest to us why couldn't we be, like, satisfied with scholarships and whatnot. And the problem with scholarships is that maybe one or two students could receive them. And then three, the most troubling thing is it specifically prohibits undocumented students from receiving financial aid from federal or state institutions, you know, whereas that language has never existed in a bill before. So that is extremely troubling because, you know, it's like, think of how difficult it is for a student who, you know, has documentation to, like, be able to go to university. It would be, it's just, you know, it would still be very difficult for an undocumented student to go as well. You know, they would need to receive financial aid money, and this bill prohibits that.
So this doesn't go as far as you all would have liked it to have gone, but it is a step in the right direction. So what happens now that this has been passed? Are you going to continue the fight to maybe see another bill introduced next session to broaden the provisions?
So what's actually happening is UF and other Students for Democratic Society chapters are working on this in a national campaign, which we call Education for All, with other affiliate organizations such as, like, CHSBUS at UF and AIR at FSU and Bolster Tuition Equity at USF. And the National Education for All campaign includes, like, others, like, groups from other states who are fighting for a variety of things to make higher education accessible to undocumented students, such as, like, in Tennessee, undocumented students can't attend some universities at all. Like, they don't get admitted. Mostly we're fighting for tuition equity in states where it's never happened before. And I know that in an important thing coming up is that some universities in Arizona already have tuition equity, but they're facing like, possible repeal or possible, you know, like, negative repercussions